wellness tourism revenues grew from $494 billion in 2013 to $563 billion in 2015 and are expected to hit $680 billion this year. That's a growth rate more than twice as fast as overall tourism expenditures. It seems that with our increasingly busy lives, we're all looking at how to improve our health and well-being while we travel. Here to talk about the growth in the market is yoga and wellness specialist Lauren Howard-Tripp, who's just returned from a world tour to spread her message. Good afternoon, Lauren.
Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you came to be getting into the industry of ensuring people's wellness.
Well, I have done a significant amount of travel myself, and I found that wherever you go, you end up taking yourself with you. And at the end of the day, it's about cultivating an intimate and healthy relationship with ourselves in order to live a really connected and wholehearted life. And so it was really clear to me that this was where I needed to focus my energy on bringing this to others.
So what sort of things have you done or do you do in your life? You're obviously a yoga specialist.
I am. So I have a company called Namaste, which explores conscious creativity. And so what we do is we use yoga and meditation to quiet the mind and de-excite the nervous system, which allows participants to enter into a state of flow, which is where we know that creativity naturally begins to flow. So at this point, we then engage with artistic mediums such as journaling, painting, or collage to engage with the process of creating from a place of awareness. And so then by making this process of creativity conscious, we're able to unravel beliefs or fears which often hinder ourselves from expressing ourselves as a complete creative being.
So is this the sort of thing you were just doing on your recent world tour?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were offering at Lux Resort. So we were teaching specifically an art journaling workshop. So we were using yoga and meditation again, and then using the journaling component in order to explore this relationship to creativity.
So as well as creativity, it's about ensuring that people sort of have that wellness sort of experience overall, isn't it too? And sort of that coming from such stressful environments that they then have a sort of relaxed.
Exactly. Well, the two words go hand in hand. Creativity and wellness are becoming inextricably linked together because studies have shown us so clearly that engaging with our own creativity enables us to have higher levels of relaxation. We lower stress. We're able to overall become happier and more complete beings. So these two are really inseparable now.
So what are the new trends that we're sort of seeing in this space and the sort of trends that are being offered to people?
Well, firstly, I think that this goes far beyond a trend. I think that globally we're seeing that people are becoming more aware and conscious of their overall well-being in all areas of life. And I think that the travel realm is no exception. So what we're seeing is that resorts are now stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, when you come here, we can offer you the complete experience. And given that holidays are often a place where people make these life-changing decisions because they're in paradise and they have time away from their busy lives, this is the perfect opportunity to engage with something new, to expand these horizons, and to really focus on their overall health and well-being.
And obviously what you're talking about in regards to turning that into a creative process is sort of something quite new too, and not something a lot of people would have considered. But there are also other growing packages being offered to travellers. We're seeing things like digital detoxes where people take their actual mobile phones are taken off them for periods of time. Is that something that you think is increasingly growing as well?
I do. In fact, that sounds really delicious to me at the moment. these detoxes, including food detoxes, juice cleanses, general well-being packages are definitely on the rise. In fact, the health and well-being industry is the fastest growing industry globally at the moment. So it's clear that people are really taking this into consideration and they're wanting to be their best selves.
And so are resorts now sort of being expected to, or, you know, travellers are obviously going away and then we'll start sort of having an expectation of what they'll get as far as the sort of wellness experience goes. Do you think that's something that resorts are now sort of being expected to offer?
Well, I think that high-end resorts, like luxe resorts and hotels, they're innovators in this luxury travel space. So they're offering these kinds of really unique expert experiences. And they've got a commitment to continuing to invest and expand on these throughout the years. So I think other brands may very well start to follow their lead, as research has so clearly shown that engaging with these forms of creativity significantly reduces stress, like I mentioned before, and increases our overall well-being. So in terms of resorts being expected to provide these guests with experiences, I think that this is definitely a space that they will need to step into in order to best meet the needs of their travelers. And in terms of costs, the luxe model has shown already that we can do this without significant cost to the guest. So at a very nominal rate, we're able to give people these beautiful experiences that they may not have had the chance to explore anywhere else. And so,
Is it concerning sometimes that to you that the people then go home and don't continue on with the sort of lessons, or, you know, they might go on a holiday and do something that's quite extreme for them in regards to their health and well-being, but then they go home and it's back to the old ways?
Well, I think that when you're away, number one, it is much easier to be able to take the time for these experiences. But even if participants are not going home and integrating it into their daily lives, I think they've begun to build a toolbox of strategies from which they can access when they need these self-care strategies or are lacking general well-being. They can reach out to these as new modes of healing, really. So I don't think that it's necessarily something that needs to be added onto everybody's day in order for it to have been successful. I think that an experience changes us in some way or another. And we're always able to access that.
I was going to say, or just consider planning your next holiday and then you've got that to look forward to again.
That too. And then you can learn new strategies and new skills. So constantly building that toolbox.
How do you think things are going to evolve? We've seen situations where people have ambassadors on board who have television shows in rooms that people can do yoga to, certain programs and things on site like you were talking about in order to unleash creativity and meditation. Where do you think it's going to go from here?
I think that it could go anywhere. I think the future is infinite at the moment. I think that resorts will start to provide people with these opportunities in the same way as they start to provide amazing new eating experiences and bringing in chefs from around the world. It's just going to be a part of the overall experience, and no more or less important than the other aspects to our health and well-being.
Well, it looks like opportunities for everyone, really. Thanks for your time, Lauren.
Thank you so much. It's been great chatting.
Well, that was our reporter, who's on leave from the news, Kirsty Bedford there, speaking with Lauren Howard-Tripp, who's a yoga teacher.